I'm going to end this series with going back to the beginning and the reason for doing this, this kind of exercise in case studies. I get asked all the time, how is it that you're always talking about people retiring with 15, 20, 30, sometimes way more than that per month? And a huge portion of that tax-free by definition. We can't do that. We're regular folk. I'm here to tell you, even if you're not these two that are making 180, maybe your household income is $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 before taxes, and you scraped up enough to buy one note, one duplex, you may retire later than this couple does. But I'm telling you, if you are just disciplined and you show up every month doing what the plan calls for, you can end up with a retirement, and most people end up doing this over time, where the monthly income after tax and retirement is equal and more likely and more times than not, more than they ever earned at a job. It's not just possible, it's probable, but you've got to just show up every month. You got to do the boring things. These people are going to end up this way. They're going to have 2 to 4 duplexes. Murphy's spreadsheet says every duplex is going to give them $16,000 a year free and clear, worst case. And that's 20 years, 30 years of no increase in the net operating income. We both know it's going to be more than that. So let's say they ended up with 4 free and clear in 30 years. That's over $5,000 a month just from their duplexes. And they don't owe any money on them. What about their EIUL? Well, maybe they started pulling that EIUL together at 62. And let's be conservative and say that's give or take about $8,000 a month. That's tax-free. So now they're making $5,000 a month that's taxable and $8,000 a month that's not. We're up to $13,000. We haven't even talked about notes. They bought their first notes when they were in their early 30s. For heaven's sakes, they're 62. It's been 30 years of rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Even if they only went through that portfolio 3 times in 3 decades. A scenario, I've been investing in these things for 37 years, 38 years. That's highly unlikely, but let's say that it happened. They are going to own 2 commas worth of notes in 30 years without even trying. That's going to give them an income, give or take, of at least $8,000 a month. We're up over $20,000 a month. These are regular folk, people. All they did was the boring things year in and year out. All of this, no appreciation in real estate. 30 years of no appreciation, no income for as far as their net on their real estate. We took twice the length that most of these notes are going to pay off. Now let's go to their Roth notes. They've got 30 years of never being taxed on the payments or the note payoffs. 30 years. They were able every year on a Roth IRA, which is the worst kind to have because they can only give $5,500 to $6,500 a year to it, okay? They gave and gave and gave. Do you realize that if they wanted to wait until they're 62 and just have all this income happen at once, that those notes over 30 years with their contributions, as little as they were, that halfway through that 30 years, the payments from all those notes would be buying more notes? And 15 years of those payments buying more notes? And another 15 years, 30 years total, of those notes paying off and never being taxed? Let that sink in. How much is that going to be in 30 years? I have no idea. I'll tell you what it'll be at least. or somebody screwed up like Hogan's goat, it's going to be at least five figures a month. They're $20,000, $30,000 a month in retirement at 62. They started out putting $80,000 down on a duplex and spending $50,000 for notes. They grew and grew. Appreciation never reared its head. They just did what they could, slowly but surely. And now they got $20,000, $30,000 a month. And literally, over half of that is tax-free by Internal Revenue Code definition. Regular folk do this all the time. They just do it slowly. You get rich slowly.